First up, how do you comment on the policy taken by the Trump administration against China on trade and intellectual property disputes?
They're ignorant of international trade arithmetic in the Trump administration, and that hasn't been the only administration that has had this problem in the United States. The trade deficit is the U.S. made in the USA trade deficit, made in the USA. It is not made in China or any foreign country. The U.S. total trade deficit is determined by the U.S. It has nothing to do with China or Korea or the European Union or anybody else. We've run a constant trade deficit in the United States and in total since 1975, every single year. So why is that? It has nothing to do with foreigners. It's determined by the U.S., and that is we don't save enough. We invest much more than we save. We have government deficits almost every year, and those deficiencies between investment and savings determine the level of our total trade deficit. Getting China to reduce its bilateral trade deficit by $100 billion with the United States, which is the goal they have, is not going to shrink the total deficit at all. It will have no effect on it at all. What would happen if China magically would reduce their bilateral surplus with the United States, but that surplus would be filled in $100 billion worth by Koreans, Vietnamese, Europeans, so the total pie would be exactly the same size, you see.
How do you comment on the Chinese reaction so far?
Oh, I think it's been very mild and very measured, and that might be true today. Let me give you the example from the 1980s in the United States. Then the big bilateral trade deficit the U.S. had was with who? Japan. Japan was huge, upwards of 60% of all the total trade deficit the United States had with the rest of the world was accounted for by Japan. We forced them to stop sending Japanese cars to the United States, and they agreed to do it. Here's my worry is that China is not Japan. China is a huge, powerful country. That I personally do not think that China will allow itself to be pushed around like Japan was.
In reality, what are the better ways to solve the intellectual property and trade disputes with China for the United States?
Well, for one thing, and I agree with the Chinese point of view that you should be using the World Trade Organization as much as you possibly can. I mean, that's one. And you should be using also contracts, and you have many contract provisions can be dealt with through the International Chamber of Commerce in Paris and the World Bank arbitration and things like this. They should go for legal and commercial ways. This is commerce.